Looking up at this grand striding warrior, you wonder, how can this be a local boy who was born in 1844 from Chester County?
Galusha Pennypacker was only 20 when he was a brigade commander in the Civil War and was severely wounded in the attack of the United States forces on Fort Fisher in North Carolina. That was a principal battle of the war because it cut off all sources of food and supplies to the Confederate forces just a few months before the Confederates surrendered. My name is Frances Kennedy. I am the editor of the Civil War Battlefield Guide. Galusha Pennypacker was a remarkable young man, very able, very highly admired, and honored.
Why does he look like a gladiator or a Roman emperor striding forward in that classical dress? I'm Anna Marley, and I am the curator of historical American art at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts. The artists who created this statue are hearkening back to classical Rome and Greece. Rather than depicting him as a contemporary person, he's depicted as a timeless warrior.
The composition of the sculpture is really fun. The tigers were an interesting addition because Pennypacker was certainly not one who would have ever encountered a tiger in his Civil War experience. My name is Eric Berg. I'm an animal sculptor in Philadelphia. The statue was commissioned to a sculptor by the name of Charles Graffley, who was a professor at the Academy of Fine Arts.
Graffley had studied in France and brought back everything he learned. He really studied the human physique, and then he turned them into these very idealized, very streamlined, modern but also classical nude figures. So that's what he was really known for. And then he passed away.
But he had already done the design. So the design was handed to his principal student, and Albert Leslie took over the project and executed Graffley's design.
Leslie does these wonderful works of animals, which people in Philadelphia love.
Probably most people in Philadelphia are familiar with the sculpture called Billy, the goat in Rittenhouse Square. Albert Leslie was principally interested in realistic portrayal of animals, but really incorporating a lifelike gesture to the way they either strutted or creeped or posed. I think that the tigers that are presented to the left and right of the heroic figure, they're very interesting because one is in a really expressive, inquisitive, cat-like, he's looking up toward his hero, but it's a more of an inquisitive look. On the other side, you have the tiger who's snarling as if to show that he's a big, strong, powerful beast with an awesome set of teeth, and that he's also a loyal compatriot of the hero on the sculpture.
This statue is an allegory of a young warrior.
Galusha Pennypacker was in August of 1891. He received the Medal of Honor. He lived until the age of 72. And died in the Jefferson Hospital in Philadelphia.